Thank you, Stephen. Well, what have we got for you in our last batch of news items? A mixture, as always, with Norfolk acting character Alan Partridge filming in the county again. A successful fate in Cossey. A move from MP Clive Lewis for the universities in Norwich as he raises the issues of foreign students. Then there's the expansion of a local book company and a large archive of advertisements. Those and much more. So let's set off with Alan Partridge. Filming is underway for the new Alan Partridge series, which sees the broadcaster settle back in Norfolk. And Did Those Feet, with Alan Partridge, follows the presenter as he reintegrates into life in Britain after a year working in Saudi Arabia. But the move leaves Partridge, played by Steve Coogan, with a deep sense of unease, and in the six-part series, he goes on a quest to understand what's going on with Britain and his own mind. The series is currently being shot in the south of England, and John Petrie, BBC Director of Comedy Commissioning, said the show will firmly cement Alan Partridge as a national treasure. He said, "This look into the state of the nation and Alan's own psyche through a unique lens promises to further bolster the already iconic repertoire of the most legendary comedy character in the UK." The documentary series will see Partridge unpack what is missing in his life, explore why the nation is in such a funk, and find out what it might take to keep a person funk-free.
Over the weekend, a record-breaking number of people flocked to the Cossey fete at its new home. The two-day event took place at the Norfolk Showground, as it featured 200 craft and charity stalls, a fun fair, live music, a food village, community groups, fireworks and much more. There was a big focus on affordability, with entry priced at just £2 a day, and it was free for the under fives. The annual fair previously took place in Longwater Lane Park, with Gary Blundell running it on behalf of Cossey Town Council. The council is no longer affiliated with the event, which is now registered as a community interest company.
Norwich South MP Clive Lewis has written to the government urging caution over making further changes to visa arrangements for overseas students. It comes after Home Secretary James Cleverly commissioned a review of the visa route for graduate students, which allows students to remain in the country for at least 2 years after completing their course. Published this month, the review from the government's Migration Advisory Committee recommended the route remain unchanged, but a final decision on changes is yet to be made. But in a letter to Mr. Cleverly, the Labour MP has urged the Home Secretary to heed the committee's call. In his letter, he wrote, "Any further restrictions could lead to severe consequences for higher education institutions in Norwich and for economic stability across the country." His calls have been backed by the University of East Anglia. "As a university, we are immensely proud of our diverse community and the positive impact it has, not only for us, but across Norwich and the wider region. We know that international students also contribute significantly more than £1 billion of income to the east of England."
Bitten Books, based in Battersfield, is set to expand following growing demand for their specialist regional books and maps about East Anglia. Dealing with both mainstream and small publishers, the company also works with self-published authors, distributing their books to bookshops and other retailers such as gift shops and museums. Bitten Books specialise in East Anglian books and maps, both as a wholesale business, distributing to retail outlets throughout East Anglia, and also selling directly through their website. Owners Steve and Elizabeth Haynes say they have had it to double their capacity at Scottow Enterprise Park in order to keep up with demand. We now have a range of about 900 product lines and over 20,000 books in stock. The move is partly fuelled by rising demand for local interest publications and not just factual ones. Some of our biggest sellers are novels with stories based in Norfolk and Suffolk.
It's a museum with a difference. Located deep in the East Anglian countryside, in the South Norfolk village of Raveningham, it boasts the world's largest archive of advertising material. There are collections from Hovis, Vimto, Heinz, ITV, Coleman's, Norwich Union and Startright, with many early print advertisements dating back to the 1800s. And now the History of Advertising Trust, which manages the archive, has added another 2,000 square feet to its existing 8,000 square feet of space. On May the 14th, the Trust celebrated the completion of Archive 7, which will house a collection of all UK advertising from 1960 to 2000. The new archive, known as Ubiquity, adds to the Trust's 4 million artefacts contained in books and folders, on old videotapes and film rolls, in huge files and on screens. Tom Knox, Chair of Trustees, said, "Ubiquity will fill the gaps in our archive over a period that has seen three industrial revolutions, electronic, digitisation, humanisation, and a boom in creativity across all media."
Months of disruption on Norwich's Ring Road have come to an end as a £1 million revamp draws to a close, 4 weeks late. Norfolk County Council officers confirmed traffic management, which included lane closures and traffic lights, has now been removed from Queen's Road in Norwich. Work on the road between St Stephen's Roundabout and the City's bus station started on January the 8th and had been due to be completed by April the 16th. But the work, which had triggered disruption and delays for traffic using the City's inner ring road, overran by 4 weeks. The council had said additional paving, servicing and improvement to bus station access, plus signage outside of the original programme, had extended the project. The changes on the approach to the bus station have been designed to improve general traffic flow and access for buses, while people on foot will also see improvements for the area as a whole, including a better pedestrian entrance and new units providing real-time bus information.
A Second World War veteran who was part of the D-Day landings is celebrating multiple milestones. David Woodrow celebrated his 100th birthday on Tuesday, surrounded by family and friends, ahead of the 80th anniversary of D-Day being marked next month. That followed being visited by Lieutenant Colonel Richard Piso, who was sent by the Dutch government to present Mr. Woodrow a Liberation Medal for his conduct in Holland as part of the RAF's 652 Air Observation Post Squadron. Mr. Woodrow's son, Stuart, said he was trained in the RAF and would fly over no man's land to spot where the Germans were in order to direct the artillery, as well as provide photo reconnaissance. He was overcome by the gratitude shown by the Dutch people and took his birthday in stride. He's really enjoyed the last few days. I once asked him what made and shaped him into the man he is. And after about 10 minutes, he said, It's the people I've met down the road of life. He really is a people person.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You will be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick. Then drop it in a postbox. The other regular reminder, of course, is that you do not have to pay any postage, as the postal service is free. We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recorder was Eddie Elmhurst.
We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Last but not least, we must remind you to keep listening for Chris Skinner, who follows now. So all that remains is for Mike and myself to say we hope you have enjoyed listening and to say goodbye for this week.